This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. Happy Monday. It's a brand new week, and thank you for starting your week with me here on Bringlese Daily. Ladies and gentlemen, today is March 25th, 2024, and as we always do, let's begin today's episode with the translation challenge. Today's sentence is, per fortuna non è morto nessuno, ma c'erano molti problemi nuovi da risolvere. Let me say that one more time. Per fortuna non è morto nessuno, ma c'erano molti problemi nuovi da risolvere. So think about that, reflect on it for a few minutes, and at the end of today's episode, I cannot wait to explain how I would say that in English. And with that being said, let's begin today's one big thing, which is a unique story I found from about 6 or 7 years ago. First of all, do you guys know what a flood is? A flood, I believe in Italian, it's allagamento. It's when it rains so much that the water, it's kind of like you're in a swimming pool. That's how much rain, that's how much water there is. It's a type of natural disaster, and we call that a flood. But are all floods water? Or could there be a flood that isn't water? Well, in April of 2017, there was a flood in Russia. The only thing is, it wasn't a typical water flood. There was no rain. It was a fruit juice flood. Yeah, imagine the streets flooding with juice, succo di frutta. Fruit juice flood. And yes, this happened on April 25th, 2017. So let me tell you about it. There was a warehouse, magazzino, for Pepsi. Of course, you guys know Pepsi, the huge drink corporation. And this warehouse located in Russia collapsed. È crollato. It collapsed. So what happens when a drink warehouse collapses? All the drinks flood into the streets. And Pepsi doesn't only make soda. They don't only make the drink Pepsi. They make many drinks. And in this case, the flood was fruit juice. It's funny because I looked at some of the pictures and the flooding, the juice spilled into a river, and the river, instead of being the normal color of water, it was literally purple and red, and who knows, you could probably even drink it. So it was a very unique incident. But I have good news. No one died. No one was injured. There were no serious health issues, luckily. And there were also concerns that juices flooding into the streets and specifically into the river would cause aquatic ecosystem damage. For example, it could kill fish in the river, but the water samples showed no evidence of damage. So despite this massive problem, no real harm was done. And by the way, guys, 28 million liters of juice flooded the streets of this Russian town called Lebedyan. So what did Pepsi do? How did they react? They simply said, We're sorry. They apologized for the incident and they offered to pay for the damages. They never really found out why their warehouse collapsed, so that remains a mystery. But when I found this article, I was thinking, that is so strange. You never expect a flood to be caused by fruit juice, but exactly that happened 7 years ago in Russia. All right, guys. So a lot of strange things happen in the world, and none of us has ever heard about them. This was one example. But now let's switch over to today's question of the day. I don't know about you guys. I don't love Pepsi. I don't really love juice. By the way, I do like Coca-Cola, which we often call Coke. I really like Coke. But today's question of the day is, what's one drink other than water that you can't live without? So, of course, water is everyone's first choice. So that's why I said other than water. And one drink other than water that I can't live without, you can probably guess, it's coffee. One of my favorite drinks is Coke, but I actively choose to live without it because I know it's not healthy. I don't want to be drinking Coca-Cola day after day after day. So for my answer to this question, I'm gonna say coffee. I drink coffee literally every single morning, and I drink American coffee. I'm currently living in Spain, so one of the first things I did when I got here was go to the electronics store and buy an American coffee maker. That way, I don't have to drink tiny little espresso pods from the Nespresso miniature coffee machine. I'm sorry, but that's not satisfying to me. Drinking American coffee is satisfying to me because, first of all, there's more content. You can actually drink more. It's hot and it can accompany you throughout your morning. So it's really a pleasure for me. But I have more good news too. I like drinking the coffee black. Black coffee means nothing is added to it. No sugar, no milk, no cream. And that's how I've been drinking my coffee for the past few months. Previously, when I was in Colorado, I was often adding cream to my coffee. But since coming back to Spain in January, I haven't had coffee with sugar or cream, not even one time. And I like black coffee. I think it's delicious. I can have one or two cups of it every morning. And when you drink black coffee, there are zero calories. Guys, there's no health risks with black coffee. It's overall a healthy drink. So I don't feel guilty when I drink it either. If I were adding sugar every single day, then yes, possibly I would feel more guilty, but I'm not doing that. So my answer to this question, the one drink other than water that I would live without, it's definitely coffee, specifically hot black American coffee, which if you haven't tried it yet, please try it before calling it dirty water, acqua sporca, which is what many Italians have referred to American coffee as. Okay, so guys, it is time to finish today's episode with the translation challenge. And if you remember correctly, today's sentence was, per fortuna non è morto nessuno, ma c'erano molti problemi nuovi da risolvere. And before I give you guys the answer, I just want to take a quick second to remind you, what you're listening to is called Bringlese Daily. Very soon, the premium version of this podcast will be available in my academy. So if you love the podcast, You can even get a better version of it in the academy. So you can check that out at bringleslie.com. And I have no doubts that you would really like it. So check it out. And now the answer to the translation challenge, which is, luckily, no one died. But there were many new problems to solve. So to start, per fortuna, we could say fortunately, but a synonym of fortunately is luckily. Fortuna is also luck, and we have an adverb, luckily. Non è morto nessuno. Nessuno è il soggetto, è la persona che non è morto. Nessuno è morto. Non è morto nessuno. No one died. And this is simple past. We're referring to that specific event in the past. The past tense of the verb to die is died. No need for an auxiliary verb. Luckily, no one died, but there were, c'erano, molti problemi nuovi, many new problems, many, vuol dire tanti, molti, many new problems, da risolvere, to solve. Simple infinitive verb. So if I read the whole sentence, luckily no one died, but there were many new problems to solve. And that is today's translation challenge. All right, and that is the first episode of this week of Bring Leslie Daily. I hope you guys liked it as always. And the good news is that in 24 hours, I will have a brand new episode for you all to keep practicing. So join me again tomorrow. And guys, enjoy the start of your week. As always, peace.